Hi, I'm Marie Osmond, and you're listening to Life Minute.
With a career spanning 5 decades, multiple gold and platinum selling artist, and 3-time New York Times bestselling author, Marie Osmond is an icon to be reckoned with. We caught up with this 62-year-old ageless beauty from her home in Utah recently to hear all about her latest works, a new album, new tour, and a new movie.
Hello.
Hi.
So nice to meet you.
Good to be seen.
Thanks for talking with us today.
Oh, it's fun. Are you kidding?
Okay, so let's get right into it. Tell us about the new album, Unexpected.
People go, why Unexpected? You know, and it's a symphonic. It was recorded in Prague with the symphony there. But there's something about a full symphonic live orchestra that just touches my heart. It's also a real departure for me vocally. Well, I was kind of Rodgers and Hammerstein's girl for a while. I did Sound of Music, King and I on Broadway, shows like that. And while I did it, I said, you know, I can't sing The Hills Are Alive with a country accent. And so I went in, took some lessons, and the lady who was teaching me, she said, Marie, you're a soprano. You can sing legit soprano if you want, and even opera. And I was like, shut up. And so I've spent the last 20 years kind of testing the waters. And so that's how this album was created. But the first song was written by Andrew Lloyd Webber, and it was written for, or actually dedicated to my fans. The words are beautiful. And I tell them that by thanking them on the album that I wouldn't be here, 6 decades now, working consistently, especially as a woman, you know, in my business. And that's because of them. And it's a very unexpected, beautiful thank you to all of them.
Tell us a little about the Christmas tour.
The Christmas tour is fun. I actually am doing a couple songs from Unexpected, the album. You know, COVID is kind of shut us all down. And the last two holiday seasons haven't felt that fun for me. And so I told my husband, now that I'm an empty nester, all my kids are out of the house. I said, I want to go back on the road. I was in Vegas for 11 years in a residency, and it's nice, but there are a lot of people that don't go to Vegas. This tour it's definitely, I promise you, my promise is that you will leave with the Christmas spirit and be ready for the holidays. We will have a live symphony orchestra on stage. I have Daniel Emmett, who was on America's Got Talent. Placido Domingo, I don't know if you know, but he's amazing. And he said that this kid is the next guy. Well, he did The Prayer with me on my album, Unexpected. So he'll be in the show. David Osmond is going to be there. He has an amazing story, and he's such a talent. He did Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, and he's on a bunch of TV shows now. But it's a jam-packed, I promise you, it's a fun show. I know Christmas, okay? I did all the USO tours with Bob Hope and all these things. So Christmas is my jam. So I promise you'll have fun.
Yeah, I think we can all use a little Christmas spirit.
Right. Especially because it's like, do you remember what you got 5 years ago? But I remember, you know, the events. Like, to me, bringing your family or the people you love to a show like this and going to dinner, you'll remember that for years, but not necessarily a cool pair of socks or shoes or something, do you know? And those are the things that I think are really important right now more than ever, is rekindling those friends and family.
You also have a Christmas movie on Lifetime coming out.
I do. I've been busy. It's called Fiance for Christmas. It's going to be on December the 9th. And it's my third film for them. But I wanted to act. I was like 21 when I moved to New York and studied with Lee Strasberg. And then I got pulled away from that because our family had financial troubles. And I'm not complaining, because I went and I had the country hits and all these things that I love. But I wanted to get back into it, especially now that I have the time to focus on it. And this is the third movie. I actually produced this one. It's fun. It's not your typical 2-character and some color commentary. It's really, they're all interesting characters. I play the mother of the girl that's getting engaged. She's darling, Amanda Pratt. She is beautiful in this. And then Adam Gregory is, he co-produced it with me, and he was on Bold and Beautiful. He is beautiful. And kind of like my second kid, I guess. But the story is fun, and pull up your popcorn, create a tradition. It's another thing to bring people together. Those are the things I like to do now. Things that invite love and happiness and unity.
And then you touched on it before, but what do you think is the reasoning behind you had such longevity in the industry?
You know, I just think my fans are the best. And I have picked up fans along the way. There's a gal on my Instagram, and she started liking me when she was a teenager. And I'm just like, wow. And she goes, yeah, I go on YouTube and you're everywhere. And she's so cute. She like do dances and she loves my country stuff. But I've done pop and I've done all these other styles. So I think I've picked people up along the way from my Broadway things, television shows, writing books, whatever it is. So I have a real eclectic audience. And I believe, well, I know that I wouldn't be here today if it weren't for them. I love people. I really do. In Vegas, we do meet and greets. And I would stay hours afterwards and talk to them. We are all human beings going through this life experience. It doesn't matter if you're a celebrity, it doesn't matter if you're a plumber or you're a teacher, whatever you are, we go through similar emotions. And I find that so interesting and lovely. I just love people. I really do. I'm one of those.
And what do you consider your greatest success or what was your proudest moment?
Oh, my greatest success are my 8 children. They're the best. I believe women can do everything in life they want to do. I think you just can't do it all at once. And so they are such a joy to me. Being a child celebrity, you know, you see what's going on with Britney and everything else. I had really awesome parents that helped me understand that entitlement was handcuffing you. People that say, you need me. So they taught me to be very independent. And then raising 8 children, that's definitely, as they go through their struggles and trials, it grows you up really quick. And now I have 8 grandchildren. And so I guess 8 is not enough on that department, but, but it's just all the accolades and everything that the world has given, I'm so grateful for. But at the end of the day, the people who will be around me before I leave this life will be them. And so they are my joy.
And how did you do it over the years? I know you said, like, you know, giving attention to one thing or the other, but how did you find time for family and work?
Well, that's not an easy thing, is it? Everybody's going through that right now. For me, you know, I took them on the road with me. I played every fair and festival and honky tonk while they were growing up, you name it. And then I went to Broadway because I could sit down for a week and it was a wonderful way to be with them. And then I did television. I took the Vegas residency and really, I didn't think it was going to be that long. We actually were going to go to 10 years. And then I leaned over to my brother one night, we were taking a bow and I said, let's go to 11 because it's one more from Spinal Tap. And so that's why it's 11 years. All of it was designed to be around my children. And so now it's fun to get back out on the road. I'm loving it.
And what are your keys for success just in general for life?
I don't know. No. You know, don't take yourself too seriously. Laugh. I wrote a book, you know, if you're going to laugh about in the future, laugh about it now. Humor saves you. We've all gone through difficult things, but humor, I think it shows in everything you do. Joy of life, no matter what. We're here to go through this experience. Work hard and laugh along the way. You want something, you're not going to get anything that's worthwhile for nothing. You're going to have to work for it.
And you look incredible. Do you have any secrets, skincare routines, special diet, anything?
You know, I don't drink. I don't smoke. I've always taken care of myself that way, but I drink a lot of water. Retin-A. I would say Retin-A is a beautiful thing. Once you hit that 50 age, and even at 40, ladies, it's a really good thing to do because it just keeps the skin sloughing off. And so it keeps breathing. So it doesn't age as quickly. I believe in Retin-A. So.
And when you're not working, what do you like to do?
I'm kind of a simple person. So I have a home out towards Zion National Park. And so I'm in Vegas, but we have a home out there. And my husband and I, we love to go camping and hiking, and there's something about nature that is so reviving to me. And so that's what I love to do. I put my hair in a ponytail and I go out and just, you know, we cook on a fire and just have fun. And I know that sounds crazy, but it's so exhilarating to me. I love it.
And what's next for you?
Well, we'll finish up this year. Like the movie's coming out, the symphonic album and touring. Then I'll take some time off for the holidays, a few weeks. And then I start touring the album with all the big symphonic orchestras. And yes, of course, I'll do Paper Roses and Meet Me in Montana, you know, and those songs that were super, you know, life-changing for me. I was 12 and a half when I recorded Paper Roses. That was my first number one record. You're too young to know that. But but you know, I think fans want to see that, but I also will sing some big numbers, like a flower duet is a song I do in there. And I don't know if this is interesting, but I have sung so many duets with people, singers throughout my life. I know it's over 600. So I don't know, I'm saying I'm going to be in the Guinness Book of World Records, but on this album, I did a duet with myself. And the flower duet I heard, I believe it was in the movie The Mission, and I fell in love with it. So I do an opera vocal with myself, and that's super fun. So I'm going to be doing that in the new show too. So it'll be fun.
Is there anything in your career that you still want to accomplish or do?
Well, I think you always have to keep reinventing yourself, right? I really am loving the acting thing. It's the thing I like about it is it's another great challenge. Am I great? No, I'm not as bad as I used to be, but I, you know, it takes time. I would say to people, don't be afraid to fail. Don't be afraid to put yourself out there because you can only get better, right? Because you got to learn. And so at this stage of the game, I would say to everybody your age and under, go for it. Don't be afraid to fail. Don't be afraid to try something and it doesn't work out. You just learn from it. And it creates a really interesting life when you get in, when you get my age, 29. It's awesome. And I know that from great celebrities that I worked with as a child, like Lucille Ball, you know, all these incredible women that taught me so many things. I used to go over to Lucy's house and play Scrabble with her when I was a kid and, you know, a teenager. And, but I listened to her and she was, you know, one of the first women that owned her own studio. And so I love strong women, but I also, we are so blessed to do whatever we want nowadays. And so the world is yours, go for it.
And what was like the best piece of advice Lucy gave you?
Know your lighting. Men, she said, men grow old gracefully. Women just get old. Know your lighting. She was awesome. She's so great.
And what are your holiday plans?
Well, I get the holiday spirit by doing shows. I truly do. I love it. The show, I've got a lot of fun things in it. I think people will find enjoyable. But I love making them have a good time. And when I see them laugh and I see them cry in the show and I see them being touched, that's my gift for this the holidays. And I've missed it. I have truly missed it. So selfishly, I might be doing a little bit for myself. And then I'll come home and it's all about family. You know, all my kids, I'm actually heading there tonight to Thanksgiving. All my girls are coming and they like my stuffing, you know, so I'm going to teach them all how to make it since I don't have a recipe. And I'm like, if this is going to pass on, you better learn. So we're all getting together and having fun. We're all gathering. So I love it. Holidays, family.
Do you have any special ingredient in your stuffing or?
I can't tell you. Then it would be a secret. I don't know. I think it's just, I love sage. I love that. You know, I like water chestnuts. I think they're better than even celery because they keep that crunch and it makes the stuffing have a little more texture. It's nice.
And what's your favorite comfort food?
Ice cream. Love it. Are you kidding? That's why when I did Nutrisystem, people, I said, I did try every diet on the planet. And I said, counting points doesn't work because I just ate ice cream and that doesn't fix anything. So yeah, you have to be smart how you eat. That's what they taught me. So
thank you so much. It was great talking to you.
Oh, so nice to talk to you.
To see more of this interview, visit our website, lifeminute.tv. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast, Life Minute TV.